FM 90.3 WJTL, Shane and Shane, You've Already Won. David Crowder Band, Never Ending, and Phil Wickham, Till I Found You. Annie and Fred with you at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday to you. You can join Chrissy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11, and then again Saturday evening from 7 to 9. WJTL's Top 25 Countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, Josh Good, is here. We're going to talk about Jesus 23. Good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Yes. Great to be here this morning.
So great to hear. You have a great shirt on, a tie-dyed Jesus 23 shirt. Love it.
I love it.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, I would love to say hi to my family, Justine and the kids, and to all the folks who are planning the Jesus rallies. Thanks for letting me be here to speak a little bit about
it. It's pretty awesome. So I'm probably one of the few here old enough to remember the original Jesus festivals. Now, I never got to the one in Morgantown, but when it moved to Agape then in 1976, 77, I was actually there for those, right. All the precursors to the Creation Fest, really.
Yeah, it's wild. Back in 1973, there was this event called Jesus 73, and we really saw God do some cool stuff there where people experienced God in deeper and bigger ways. And as the planning team came together to plan the Jesus rallies, they initially didn't know that history. But they just said, we're expecting God to do something.
That's cool.
But quickly found that connection that
50 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is almost a jubilee of expecting God to move in a powerful way.
Yeah, that's very cool. So 50 years ago when these festivals originally happened, I mean, the Jesus Revolution movie has come out and really has chronicled, you know, God's move in that time through the Jesus movement.
Right, and I think for me, a special aspect of that was just the hunger that people had. Like, we really want to experience God.
Yeah.
And I think we see the same thing happening today. People are saying, we want to encounter God in a fresh, deeper way.
So you guys are doing the Jesus rallies. Are they close to where the original was in Morgantown?
They are, yeah. Not on the same plot of land, but very close to the original site.
And you have an event coming up this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, June 10th, starting at 6 p.m. In a field right across from the Walmart in Morgantown.
Yeah, very cool. So tell us what's going to be happening.
Well, it's a pretty simple event, not threatening at all, just some speakers, times of worship and singing together, times of testimony, and then really calling people to commit to living for Christ more deeply.
Yeah.
You know, a month ago at our first Jesus rally, we saw 500 people come.
Wow.
10 first-time commitments to Christ.
Oh, I love it.
And 20 people get baptized.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. The Jesus rallies this weekend. It's going to be Saturday. It comes at 6 p.m. It kicks off. Can folks get info online about where it's at and get all the specific directions and everything?
Absolutely. The best place for that is at thejesusrallies.net.
And then you have other events coming up in July and August that we'll talk about later, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, once again, the Jesus Rally this Saturday kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's happening there in Elverson. Go to thejesusrallies.net for more information. We're going to talk more with Josh coming up. Newsboys join St. Cyr and more music on the way, too.